Hello, my name is Boboya James Edmond. I want to respond more quickly to the announcement that President Salva Kiir Mayara did, has formed a committee to review unlawful tax exemptions in South Sudan. I just want to tell you more honestly, the people of South Sudan and the media, that, you know, tax exemption has been in this country for many, many years. And tax exemption has been a good news because, you know, humanitarian workers has to get, you know, materials in the international market. And if they pay taxes, then the quantity of what they're supposed to bring as humanitarian aid to South Sudan will then reduce. Because, you know, with tax exemption, then, you know, these services can become more available to the South Sudan people because the government has failed to provide some of those services. For example, you look at, you know, food items, medicine and drugs, fuel supply to hospitals and government facilities or other sectors that are more critical to get power in order for, you know, public service and public goods to be delivered. And, for example, construction of, you know, government facilities could be education facilities, health facilities, you know, youth facilities and things like that. So I think that from the humanitarian perspective, then tax exemption became extremely good. But over the years, tax exemption has been abused by the authorities themselves, abused by some elites and corrupt officials within the public entities itself. And therefore, tax exemption became extremely a process of reducing government revenue. And that's the reason why, if you look at, for example, the abuse by the National Minister of Finance and other entities, including, you know, the National Revenue Authority, the amounts of tax exemptions has actually almost equals to, you know, daily or monthly or yearly revenue collection. So I think for that purposes, the president's right. However, the president is also wrong to establish a committee to review the to review this process, because we don't have institutions. We have the Minister of Justice, we have the Anti-Corruption Commission, we have the Minister of Finance, we have the Revenue Authority itself, we have National Security. So those institutions have a mandate to be able to investigate some of those issues. And of course, one of the entity that could have been more potential even to investigate is the Economic Crime Division of the National Security, which has actually failed to do their job when it comes to this process. So what I want to say that this formation of the committee is just a cover, number one. Number two, it's a diversion, deviating people from the discussing the matters around the Crotfault, a company that has been illegally brought on board to supposed to collect, you know, revenue for the government, and now the company is collecting money to unknown coffers, and that's why the National Revenue Authority is actually more empty, no cash coming from non-revenue collections. And this is a company that has introduced additional payment by, you know, the business entities of close to 1,200, 1,300 of an illegal taxes that are paid before actually going into their server to register for goods and services to be brought from international community, international market. That is a problem. So what I want to say here is that now, because Crotfault is under scrutiny by the international community, by civil society, by policy experts, now they are using maybe some of this data to say, you know, do you know what? We're able to collect more taxes because this money has gone into tax exemptions. And the involvement of few individuals in government to be even owners of Crotfault from a company becoming also problematic. So I think we are asking for a comprehensive review of the taxation system, including Crotfault. We're asking for overhauling of the National Revenue Authority itself. We're also asking for strengthening of the audit chamber so that they can audit these institutions and try to document the mal and bad practices from these institutions. And we're also asking for haste from these institutions' role. And President Salva Kiir needs to provide space for the parliamentarians and the specialized committee of finance and planning and the specialized committees of Justice and also Public Accounts Committee to do their job, because actually Parliament needs to do their job. It's Parliament that provides an oversight to this process. But it's very government made Parliament more walking on the streets without doing their job. And this is catastrophic to the economic governance in this country. So I want to say, as a policy and political expert, that the era of forming committees must be ended, because actually the formation of a committee is necessary because it's only meant to ending the very intention of resolving a matter. And you've seen how many times a criminal or legal or issue that affects people in South Sudan was ended only through formation of committees. And this is detrimental to the governance and prosperities of the people of South Sudan, because we can end poverty if this practice continues. These are the things that the president and the people around him need to think about moving forward. Thank you very much.